B. Richard Finley coming to you live from Commanders Training Camp, 106.7 The Fan. And we've talked a lot about Jaden Daniels and Mikey Samuelsteel, two guys that have been very impressive. You heard from Jaden Daniels a little bit earlier. Let's go out to Mikey Samuelsteel right now.
Always appreciate getting to talk to Commanders cornerback Mikey Samuelsteel. Plenty of football to discuss, but I saw something the other day that I wanted to ask you about. You had your baby in the stroller walking off the field. How different does all this feel now, you know, with that family side playing football going through training camp?
It feels great. Like, I think as a young kid, when you're watching your favorite teams train to camp, like, you see guys with their kids out there, like, and you have that dream of, like, man, one day I want to be able to be out on the field with my kid. For some guys, it's sooner than later, like, whatever that looks like. But, like, for it to be me in that position now is just, it's such a blessing. Being out there with my wife, being out there with my daughter.
How old is she? She looks little.
She's 13 months.
Okay.
Yep.
How different does it feel?
So last year around this time,
she was just a baby.
Now she's walking around, like, we put her down, she's running across the field and stuff. Like, it's such a good feeling.
That's great.
It's, and, like, it just brings you back to, like, man, like, this is who I do it for. You know?
Right. And then you're out here in the heat, and it's hot, and it's tough, and you guys yesterday were in pads. Like, do you ever need that little bit of pick-me-up?
Sometimes, you know, like, you got to bring yourself back to that place, like, hey, look, someone's counting on you, someone's depending on you. And you need to go out there and be that for those people. You know what I mean? And like, even during the off season, my wife told me, she was like, hey babe, like, we need you to go do what you do. You know what I mean? So like, just hearing that from her is like, sheesh, like, I gotta go do this thing for them. So like, it's going into camp, having that mindset of like, okay, we're going into year two. You know, the stakes are a little bit bigger now. And just every single day, you just got to be consistent in what it is that you love doing. And like for me, I know I love doing this one because it's been my dream, it's been my prayer.
Right.
And now having a family, like, I need to go out there and provide for them.
Speaking of the stakes getting higher, right? Have you watched the quarterback show on Netflix?
Nah.
So they followed Jared Goff all last year, and it ends in the divisional round when you guys go up there and beat them. And they show your interception in the game. Like, how do you feel going into year two, knowing what you guys accomplished in the playoffs last year?
I'll say, like, what we did last year, it didn't end how we wanted it to, but you don't necessarily pick up where you left off. In that sense, like, I feel like you just, because it's a new group of guys, even though a lot of people are back, you're building chemistry with, you know, guys they brought in, rookies. So you bring them on to what the standard is, right? And then from there, it's each and every single day, how can you just add and just keep digging at ways to get better? And so the routine I'm doing right now isn't what I was doing last year. In order for me to, and I got this from Bobby Wagner, he said, in order for you to even reach the level of success you had last year, you have to do more, because what you did last year is no longer enough. And then if you want to take it further than that, how much more can you actually do? So just hearing him say that, and that's a guy who's been in the league for, I think, 12, 13 years now.
Yeah, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
I'm going to stop playing with his years. I keep saying 30 years, but just like I said, like, that's a Hall of Famer, you know what I mean?
And yeah.
Hearing that from him is like, that's just not words, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's somebody who's done it time and time again. I'm not going to take those words lightly. And so, like, I already know, like, what I did last year isn't enough. And it's just been for me, like, how can I find something different within myself that's going to help me take this team to, you know, just help take this team somewhere further than it was last year? Because how I look at it is, it's the team before me. And if I'm not doing my part to help this team, then I'm not doing anything. So I want to make sure that each and every day I'm helping this team get better somehow, some way.
You talked about new players. So Will Harris, it looks to me like a fully healthy Marshawn Lattimore. Then you draft Trey Amos. Like, it seems like the secondary is, you know, there's lots of people to play, but like Lattimore, you, Amos, Harris, Kwan, how is that group coming together?
Yeah, for Marshawn, I think having somebody like Will is good for him because he played with him. So sure. they have that chemistry. For the rest of us, like, we've been able to build and just bring Marshawn along to what we have from, you know, last year he was coming off an injury. Yeah. Like, he looks great right now. And for myself, like, what he did for me last year, just being, you know, being able to tell me, like, what he saw while I was out there in the games that he wasn't playing, like, just being able to help me with my technique and stuff like that. But now this year, being able to work with him at a high level, you know, giving him releases pre-practice, during practice, like whatever it is, being able to just talk, like all of that matters in what's coming down the line. And he's one of the ones that's like, at his best, he's one of the best in this, you know, in this game we play. And I'm excited to see him just, you know, like you just mentioned, just see a healthy version of him, right mindset version of him, just go out there and just, you know, make plays and just be who he is. And then just the group, I feel, is getting tighter. You know, the bond is growing, the connection is getting stronger. And, you know, I think that's when you're out there on the football field, like, it all just comes down to how well connected you got, like, sure. how well connected you are. Because I know I look across the field and see Marshawn or see Trey, see Noah, John, like, whoever it is. I know that off the field, how tight we are is going to just make playing on the field just so much easier. See Revo behind me, Quan, Will, Percy, like, it doesn't matter. Look to my right, Bobby, Luvu in front of me. I have that, you know, the monsters. Like, it just does not matter. Like, just having that tight-knit group, that bond, like, you can go out there and do whatever. Because I know my guys got my back and I got theirs.
And beyond the defense, it's clear that you and Jaden are tight, always busting each other's chops. What do you think about Jaden in year two?
Just excited to see him just play ball. You know, he carries himself with such a high level of professionalism. And, like, you know, coming in with him, like, that motivates me to just want to be great. Just seeing my peer do it, because I know the level of greatness that he wants to reach. But, yeah, like, you know, like you just said, like, we're always going back and forth. Like, you need that. You know what I mean? You need to have that type of friendship, have that type of, you know, bond with your guys. Like I said, it just makes being at work easier. You know what I mean? And like you mentioned, having that mindset of, okay, during those tough times, I think about my family. I also think about the guys I do the hard work with each and every single day. Like DQ says, doing hard things with good people.
It's a good edit.
Yeah. I can't say the explicit version, but, you know, like, it just makes this so much easier to do when you're doing it with your brothers. And, like, it's just, hey, you know what? I know you're going to pick me up when I need you to. I know I'll pick you up when you need me to. Let's just go do this thing.
Last one. So you and Jaden, obviously close. The whole team is close. He hits that corner throw to Jalen Lane the other day. It's a pretty ridiculous throw.
Great throw.
Was it a touchdown?
No. What? Out of bounds. Well, okay. Yeah, what? College Saturdays, Jay Lane, that's a great touchdown. On Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays, my brother, incomplete.
Jaden then comes over and is giving you a hard time, showing you that it was in, it was out. What was he saying, and what was your reply in that moment?
I don't know. I actually don't know what he was saying.
Because the fans were right there. It had to be pretty loud.
I think he was just trying to get them. He was pretty much like, look, it don't matter what they saw. All they saw was a catch. I come over there and just start cheering. The fans are going to cheer. Rightfully so. But me, I knew it was incomplete. So when he ran over, I'm hitting the ground, slapping the spot that showing, look, his feet were out of bounds right here. We got back to meetings. The film showed he was out of bounds. And that's all that matters.
Tape don't lie.
Like I said, it was definitely a very great throw. And that's what he does.
Yeah. You know
what
I mean, the throw was, it was a great effort from Lane, who's going to learn to get both feet in. But the throw was just outrageous. Yeah. I mean, there were like three of you right there for that to get, it was crazy.
Ball placement, accuracy, just, you can't ask for anything more.
So, you know, I was standing right there and I had it incomplete on the spot. Like, I saw it the right way.
Uh-huh.
Mikey, thanks for doing this, man. Appreciate you, buddy. How impressive of a young man is Sammer still be?
He's big time.
He doesn't talk like a second-year guy. He didn't, as a rookie, talk like a rookie.
Last year, he was taking over him. I like him.
Where do you think that defensive backfield can go?
Sky's the limit. If, like he stated, if Marshawn is helped, You look at what he did last year, he's going to take a major step. You can already see Trey Amos with that type of ability that's beyond a rookie. Percy and Quan have been building. You know, you got Harris over there who has experience. You know, and he's talking about the togetherness they're showing, the chemistry they're building. When that goes up, their play has to go up. And there's a lot of guys over there.
Commitment and buy-in. And, like, I love seeing Jaden and Mikey bust each other's chops all the time. Like, I love seeing Jaden and Bobby bust each other's chops all the time. You know what I mean? Like, not to compare, but even the five of us dumbasses, right? You have Brian, who is a former player, a mentor, like a public speaker. Brian is like this elite person. Then you got the rest of us, and we all treat each other equally and bust each other's balls. And it's the only
consistently.
It's the only way to like function. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it shows you care about one another. It's just, to me, I want to say it's how dudes interact in a healthy manner.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just how people interact in a healthy manner.
How people should act.
But this team has it the right way. And I think you see it day after day. Like, when Jaden was like, damn, it's only been a week at camp? Sheesh. That's because...
And he probably was speaking for everybody on the team.
Totally, dude. And as much as it's an off day for the media tomorrow, it's not an off day for them.
Nah.
They're here. It's just they close the walkthroughs to us.
Like, a lot of the guys, even when they aren't here.
They're coming
they're
in.
They're not off.
They come in for workouts. They come in to watch tape. Like, in season, Tuesday's the off day. You ever been out here on a Tuesday? Parking lot's still pretty damn full.
Mm-hmm.
And it just says a lot about kind of what they're putting together.
It becomes more of a routine. And the more you do the routine of football, the better you get at football.
I mean, it's what you always say about you got to play football to play football.
100%.
We're going to see more of it next week. I can't wait. I thought today was their best practice. I also think the coaches gave them the most leash to have their best practice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, some days it's like, all right, we're just going to do a little, just going to let everybody get a taste of it, and then we're done.
But you always talk about the build-up stage.
Yeah, man.
And this is 7 days. They've been building up for this. And now they finally go out, then they give you this day. And then, you know what? They're now building up for the first preseason game, which means they'll get to a point, and then they get to it, and they pull back that next day before the game, and they go play the game. And now we're building for the second preseason game because I expect a little more out of you.
Sure.
You know, and then once the preseason is over, it's kind of strange because you get 2 weeks before the next game. So you in a sense, you try to chill, but you still keep building. And then you keep that thing going once the regular season starts for September 7th.
It's a slow burn, and then it's just the house is on fire, man.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the house on fire, the Nationals just made a big trade. Not Gore, but a big one. We've got Toby Altizer joining us next to break down.
Let's get it.
Breaking news from the Washington Nationals on MLB trade deadline day. Nobody go anywhere.